Good morning. High pressure is in control of our weather again across interior New York and New England, and it is a dry start. However, like recent mornings, locally dense fog has developed overnight and continues early this morning. And in some places, visibilities are down lower than a mile, and even in some cases, lower than a half mile, which would cause a slower than usual morning drive for some folks. In fact, some places you may encounter some thick fog and have to hit the brakes quickly, so leave some extra space between you and the car in front of you. This fog will dissipate during the early morning, leaving us with a fair amount of sunshine mixed with some clouds and warm temperatures again. It'll be humid for this time of year, and highs will reach into the lower 80s on average. There could be some added cloud cover and even an isolated shower closer to the New England coast this afternoon in the lower Hudson Valley due to the onshore flow. This would tend to hold temperatures back into the upper 70s in these locations. Everyone will have partly to mostly cloudy skies tonight and temperatures dropping back into the upper 50s and lower 60s. At this point, we'll track Hurricane Jose up but well off the East Coast, well to the east of New Jersey and south of Long Island. It looks like it will take a track well to the east and south of Long Island over the next couple of days. Still, the outer effects of Jose will definitely impact the coast with high, rough surf and rip currents, but also some rain could get into central and eastern New England, with showers backing as far to the west as the Hudson Valley and Greater Capital District both tomorrow and Wednesday. This will hold temperatures in these locations in the 70s. To the north of the Greater Capital District and closer to the Canadian border, and to the west toward the Finger Lakes, more in the way of sunshine over the next couple of days, upper 70s to around 80. From that point, it looks like we'll dry things out with mostly sunny skies across the region Thursday, Friday, and into the weekend with highs in the lower 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Hurricane Jose, now located 280 miles east-southeast of Cape Hatteras. Jose is moving toward the north near 9 miles per hour, and this general motion is expected to continue through tonight. A turn toward the north-northeast is expected tomorrow night. On the forecast track, the center of Jose is expected to pass well offshore of the Outer Banks of North Carolina today, well to the east of the Delmarva Peninsula tonight and tomorrow, and well to the east of New Jersey on Wednesday. Maximum sustained winds have decreased and are now near 85 miles per hour, though with higher gusts. Some gradual weakening is expected during the next couple of days. However, Jose is forecast to remain a hurricane through tomorrow. Tropical storm watches, though, have been issued from Cape Cod down to Delaware Bay for strong winds, rip currents, and potential coastal flooding. The Hurricane Center is also tracking Hurricane Maria, located about 100 miles east of Martinique in the Leeward Islands. Maria is moving toward the west-northwest near 13 miles per hour, and this motion with a decrease in forward speed is expected through tomorrow night. On the forecast track, the center of Maria will move across the Leeward Islands late today and tonight, and then over the extreme northeastern Caribbean Sea tomorrow and tomorrow night. Maximum sustained winds are near 90 miles per hour with higher gusts. Significant strengthening is forecast during the next 48 hours, and Maria is expected to become a dangerous major hurricane before it moves through the Leeward Islands. Hurricane watches and warnings have been issued for parts of the Greater and Lesser Antilles, including Puerto Rico and the U.S. and British Virgin Islands. At Mount Washington this morning, 40 miles visibility under clear skies and 52 degrees with a north wind at 3 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 19 degrees. In Albany on the hour, 6 miles visibility in fog, 62 degrees, the dew point 60, 93% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.13 inches and it is rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly cloudy, some fog, drizzle, a shower, mid-70s, Boston, mostly cloudy, lower 70s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny, with highs in the upper 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 86 degrees, the low 60, the average temperature 73, that's 11 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 34.37 inches for the year, which is 6.47 inches above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 71 degrees. The average low, 51. The record high, 88, set in 1891. And the record low, 35, in 1986. Sunrise this morning, 6:38 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:59 p.m. 12 hours and 21 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley, the Lake George area, the northern Catskills, the Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, and for the southern Adirondacks. A mix of sun and clouds, warm and a bit humid today for this time of year, and highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, including the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, and also the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny skies today, even the risk of a passing shower, highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Mostly cloudy tonight in the lower to mid-60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, warm and humid today, with highs in the lower 80s. Clear skies this evening, then increasing clouds overnight tonight, with lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow and Wednesday, mostly cloudy, with a chance of showers, especially closer to the coast. More sunshine north toward the Canadian border and west toward central New York, both days in the middle and upper 70s. Mostly sunny, lower humidity Thursday near 80, and mostly sunny Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with highs in the lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.